Hello, bonjour. You are currently listening to La Bonne Heure with Valley here on CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Today, we are going to be chatting with Matt Storm, a very cool name and some very cool music coming up. Up first, though, we have an important guest in the studio who's going to be giving us our weather update. Take it away, Ava.
Hello everyone, I know you've been missing me. So today we had some sunny weather. We had some sunny weather, around 17 degrees Celsius weather. Good day to take your bike on a ride and enjoy the day. Thank you, Valley.
Speaking of bike rides, I did a really great bike ride this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. So I was going to bike from Point Grey to Coquitlam. Oh, it's Be Real time, everyone. I was going to bike from Point Grey to Coquitlam, and
that's kind of far, Valley, don't you think?
I was naive. Mm-hmm. I was hopeful.
Yeah, fair enough.
I was full, just hope, you know, full of hope. And 45 minutes in, my friend Chris joined me. Really big thank you to her, because otherwise that would have been even more of a disaster. I got a flat tire, and it ended in tears.
You didn't pack a tire repair kit while you were going on that ride. It's such a long ride, Valley.
I was told to, but I've never gotten a flat tire before, and I just had faith in myself.
There's always a first.
There's always a first, yeah. And it, well, I got there on time, though. I had to go get my full protection, full training, whatever it's called, to make sure I don't fall out of any aerial lifts, you know, on a day-to-day basis. But, yeah, I made it. I made it there, and I had Denny's on the way. Because of the flat tire, we saved time taking the bus instead of the bike. And
double win.
Double win. Yeah. There were no losers.
Yeah.
Except my legs. My legs.
And your tire.
And my tire. Yeah.
Maybe two losers.
Maybe two losers. I need to take my bike to the bike shop. Anyway, so we're going to be chatting with Matt Storm today. Thank you, Ava, for a wonderful intro and for that weather update. It is looking nice outside. Nice enough for a bike ride to Coquitlam, one could say.
I would say so.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, with that, we're going to jump straight into the interview. But right before, I'm going to play a little song by Matt Storm. It's called Don't Even Know. And then you'll hear from me soon. Bye.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to do yet. Please don't come close, just give me some room, yeah. 'Cause I don't need sympathy, I just need a melody. I might break down. It doesn't even seem like these people hear the same sounds. I think I might break free and finally figure out what the hell it is I'm supposed to be. I think I might break through and start living my life like it's more than just something to do. And once I get my brain free, I find out what it means to me. 'Cause I don't even know what I'm supposed to do yet. I'll come close, just give some room, yeah. I don't need sympathy, I just need a melody. Thank you.
don't even know what I'm supposed to say yet. Please don't come close or get in my way yet. Cause you don't feel the things I feel, and I don't feel the things you feel.
Like to start off with some questions that I try to base off of either like artist names or off of music name or song names as well. You've got a great name, so Matthew Storm it sounds like a superhero name, honestly, is what I first thought of. And so I came up with kind of two questions from that. The first one was the word storm. I'm thinking weather. I was wondering if you have a favorite type of weather.
Oh, interesting. You know, I think just like a sunny day is, you know, kind of my favorite, really. But I've lived in Vancouver for so long that I've almost become accustomed to like the rain. The overcast rain is like, it can be really nice for creating, mm-hmm. like, because I can't get anything done when it's sunny. Like, I just want to be swimming and like I have a hard time creating when it's sunny.
I feel that. Like a gloomy kind of drizzly, and you're like at home, you've got the blanket, and you're just writing.
Yeah.
It's a nice.
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
I like that.
Totally.
The other side of the word storm is, as I mentioned, it kind of sounds like a superhero name. I was wondering if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh, I've thought about this before. I mean, flying would be pretty cool, you know, but teleporting would actually, I feel like I've said teleporting before, like since I was young, I've always wanted to teleport. Like if you could be like in Brazil in the second, you know, or like that would be pretty cool.
Your friend's like, oh, I just made some like really delicious cake, you should come over and try it.
Yeah, yeah. Boom,
get there. It's perfect. Yeah.
I know,
that's a good plan. I support that.
I think kind of like flying too. It's like, I don't know how teleportation works, but yeah.
Do you think if everyone could fly, it would just be the same as driving though, right? Because there'd probably be like traffic jams in the sky.
Yeah, in the sky. Yeah, I know. Got traffic, it's got to be a little bit better.
Got to be the sky.
Yeah. Did you get the levels?
That's true. But, like, it's like
crashing. Mm-hmm. How would a crash work? You crash into somebody?
And then you just fall.
And you just fall. Yeah, it'd be dangerous.
Wouldn't it be great?
Maybe just I could fly. I feel special for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, flying. I always look at birds and I'm just like so jealous of them. Like, I'm just like, wow, they must just think we're losers down
here. So lame. So lame. Birds definitely like make fun of humans.
Oh yeah. Sure. They just kind of have it the best. Yeah.
What do you miss? What do you miss from me? I tried to lift my feet and climb, but I couldn't see. I got a history of keeping things I feel inside, but I can't breathe. Oh my eyes. All my life has been a maze. Tried to turn another page, but I can't understand. You
It's such a mess. It's such a mystery. Yes, I'm just reaching in the dark, but I can't see. And it's a bitch. This life's a bitch to me. And they say every life is hard. Maybe I'd be a yes, I did all I could do. Cast aside all that I knew. I still can't understand. Maybe I missed it. What did I miss? What did I miss from this? I try to reminisce, but
okay, and then last kind of like fun question. Your latest single, it is called What Do You Miss? I was wondering if I was thinking of like missing something from childhood, and something that I always miss from childhood is like specific sweets or specific candy. I was wondering if you maybe had like a favorite childhood food that if you ate right now, you would immediately be teleported back to maybe like a happy memory.
Ooh, yeah. There's so many really. Like a Slurpees.
Mm.
I love Slurpees. Like I can't drink Slurpees like I used to. I would just like crush Slurpees. I don't know. I actually used to eat shawarma a lot when I was a kid, because I grew up I grew up in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, did you? Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay. For a lot of the time I grew up, and we used to eat shawarmas all the time, and that's just like a good memory.
Yeah.
Like, and that's hard. That's a hard question.
Well, those can be the top two.
Yeah, like, top two.
I think you've given us a lot of range.
That's the range there.
And shawarma, but it's like childhood favorites. Yeah. I love that. That's one.
Or actually, you know what? We used to get frozen juice boxes, and chop off the top, and then you scrape the with a spoon. You just scrape it out, and those were like
that's fun.
My favorite, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, chatting a little bit more about music now, I wanted to know when music was something that you discovered in your life that you wanted to pursue, and that you really wanted to work on and put out as well to the audience that you have.
Yeah, I've kind of thought about that. It's like it's hard to pin down when I actually wanted to pursue it, because I was such a fan of it, you know, like when I was really young. But I do remember like a couple like albums being so like just influenced me so much. Like my brother had a Green Day Dookie album that was like a cassette tape, and this is like I'm old, you know, so like that was like my first cassette that I stole from him, and I was just like really, I felt really like proud of myself when I was listening to like cool teenage music, and I was still like really young.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very obsessive about it. But as far as like when I wanted to pursue it, it's probably when I started playing guitar and like writing. And I think I just had like, I don't know why I started writing songs, but I wrote one song that was like, you know, I felt like it was good. I was like, oh, I think I should do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess it was a combination of moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And those musical influences that you had growing up, do you think that that can be heard in your music? Or do you think you kind of use that just to propel yourself into the world of music?
Yeah, I think it can be. Yeah, I guess it all comes out in some way. But I listen to like a really wide variety of stuff. Like I said, like I would listen to Green Day. The music I make is like nothing like Green Day, but there's a certain feeling to like good songs, like good songwriters that like just it's the combination of the chords and the vocal melodies that it just like crosses all genres, you know? And like some people are just good at like Green Day was good at that, or like, you know, I would listen to some of the stuff my parents would listen to. I remember like Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
You know, was like always playing. And like to this day, I love Sheryl Crow. Like she's such a good like songwriter, but you know, not a lot like what I do.
Yeah, so one thing I did want to ask was, you've been making music for quite a while now. It's been like almost like 7 or 8 years that you've at least been putting things out. And so How would you say that your music has changed since then?
I think it definitely has changed. I guess it's matured a bit. My voice is like, I feel like for an artist, like the your singing voice is like, especially for the type of music I make, is something you always is always a challenge, you know, because like it can be so many different ways and it can like tell such a different story depending on how you're singing it. And like the way you mature just kind of just reflects in your voice like naturally. Mm-hmm. So I think over the years, my singing voice has kind of turned into what it is now, which is maybe a bit different than what I used to do. You know, I'm kind of, I guess, influenced by a lot more jazz, I guess, and like just kind of a wider array, or almost even just more conscious of like what I'm creating, as opposed to when I was young. It was all very, well, not even necessarily young, but when I first started putting out music, it was like stuff that I thought was like good enough to put out, and like I could be like not cringe about like having out, you know. And of course, looking back, I'm cringe about it all, but like then, but now I guess as I've matured, I'm a bit more like, the creative side is really interesting to me, and it's like I think more about like how it's gonna sound, like what kind of vibe it's giving off, as opposed to just like being happy with how I sound and like thinking that it's like cool, you know.
Yeah. And what would you say your creative process is? And we can talk maybe a little more specific about that latest single. And so talking a little bit about the creation of the song is when you sat down and you were like, oh, okay, like I want to work on some music, I want to make some music. What is your creative process kind of from start to finish?
I think it can be different, but I really I'm the type that I don't like to think about right after I just say like I like to think about the creative side, but like I don't really like to think about what I'm doing when I'm doing it, you know, like, yeah. I like to just like have if I feel inspired, I just do something and like let that kind of spark just like be what it wants to be, and then kind of just like mold it out of that. So especially with What Do You Miss, it was a couple other musicians and it was very much like fresh chords and melodies and ideas and improvising and just kind of like not overthinking it. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of times I'll just mumble little melodies and there's a little word here and there, and then it's like you say a line, like I said, What Do You Miss? And I'm not even sure why I said it, right? It's just like, and then it's like, okay, well, I have to make that somewhat make sense. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a stream of consciousness. So like it comes out and you try and make it make sense. Mm-hmm. But there's something in there that's like almost out of our control, right? That just like, you kind of have to get out of the way almost.
So quite spontaneous, you would say that your music is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think spontaneous for sure. And like, not too worried about like what is going to happen. Just letting it happen and mm-hmm. just kind of like, molding it into what it's going to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something for you. Come listen, baby. You know how I adore you. Why don't you tell me how it feels when you hear it? That's all I care about. You
it makes you feel good when you hear it. That's all I'm worried about, just that and nothing else. Just that and nothing else. Come here, baby, I'll make the bed for you. Come, come sleep with me, I'll see you in the morning. Or you can tell me what you dreamt when we wake up. Yes, we can talk about it. I'll tell you just what I dreamt when I wake up. Baby, it was about just you and no one else. Just you and nothing else. Why don't you tell me how it feels when you hear it? Yes, we can talk about it. Girl, if it makes you feel good, babe. That's all I'm worried about, just that and nothing else. Just you and no one else.
And so for this song specifically, when it kind of came out, are you someone that, you know, you'll listen back and you'll be like, oh yeah, that really worked, for the next one, let's, you know, do this instead or do that instead? Or are you someone that puts something out and then is like, okay, that's done, let's like completely start from the beginning and start fresh?
Yeah, with this one, it was very quick. It was like just a few of us in the studio doing the chords, and I would sing what I thought the melody was going to be. I didn't quite have words. Mm-hmm. And then the next day I went in and did the words, and yeah, that this was more, very much like, okay, this is it. This is what that is. There's a few things that, you know, we probably could have polished and that we could tighten up, and like lyrically it could make more sense. But the idea with this single and the rest of the project was for it to be, to not go back and do that and refine it, to like make it very kind of quick and like a singular idea that, you know, you don't polish up too much. So like, cause I really like that feeling. Like I like the feeling of jamming, mm-hmm, with the band, mm-hmm, and like before it's polished up. So that was kind of the goal, you know.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
And talking a little bit, you mentioned band, and that makes me think of kind of, you know, performance and live performances. And you've performed in some, I would say, like, you know, normal places. You've performed in Toronto recently, and you've performed here in Vancouver at a lot of different venues, at a couple of festivals as well. You've performed in the UK, you've performed in Slovakia, or you've at least, you know, done some music in Slovakia. First of all, what took you to Slovakia? What a, you know, I don't know, I was looking,
yeah,
and I was like, oh, what a random place.
Yeah, it is kind of out of the way place. So the story with that is that a friend of mine that I went to high school with has been a musician there for like over a decade. And like, we always kind of kept in touch online. And we were always kind of like watching each other's music and being like, yeah, nice, cool new song. Like, cool to see we're both doing music, right? And then my parents actually worked in Poland for a little bit. And I went there to visit them for Christmas. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be in Poland. Like, I think it's pretty close to Slovakia. Like, you know, not really knowing. I'm like, maybe we could like get together, play some shows, right? And this was the first trip. And then my parents ended up being like a 3 hours drive from him. So he just like booked some shows and went and played in Slovakia and had a great time. And then I was in the UK and I just like, you know, hit him up again. He arranged a really amazing tour this time. And his name's Sasha Mamaev, and he's like, his band is called Gonsifus, and he's just like a really great artist, and he's always bringing artists to Bratislava and to Slovakia and like arranging tours. And it was great. It's just somewhere you would never think of going, but they're just like the rest of us. They like to see live music, and they love, you know, they don't get a lot of artists that travel through, so they're very really appreciative of live music, and they love original music, you know. And yeah, I just feel really lucky that I got to be able to do that, you know. Definitely. It was super cool.
How would you compare European crowds and audiences to more of North American audiences and crowds?
Yeah, I think it's different depending on where you are in Europe, but in Slovakia, it was very much like they like to sit quietly for the most part and just like hear, you know, listen to the music. Mm-hmm. And they really like original music. Like they would always ask, you know, like if that was all original stuff you were playing. And even a lot of the musicians, if you bring up like, oh, I want to do some covers, it's like, a lot of them really aren't into it, which is interesting, and it's different than here, because a lot of times here you'll mix in some covers just so you don't like lose the crowd or something. And I just didn't really find that it was very original music based there, you know, and very just like kind of, yeah, supportive of people's art, and you know, the just kind of the art form of being a musician. So it was it was cool. I would say pretty different, you know.
And yeah. Since you have, you know, you've done a lot of performances and you've done a lot of shows, I was wondering if you had maybe like a favorite show memory.
Yeah, favorite show. I've been lucky to play so many cool shows. The last show we did in Bratislava on the tour was really like one of my favorites. And it was actually on a boat that was like, I don't know what kind of boat you would call it. It was like it was kind of like a tanker. It was like a big boat that was like, just like tied up on the river next to the city. And they had been putting on shows there for a long time. And basically they had like converted the like underbelly of the boat into this like huge venue that was like pretty good size. And it was like 150 people or something that came to this like final show we did in Bratislava, and like some people like heard us on the radio, and the vibe was like so good in there, and it was just like a really special show. It went by so quick.
That sounds really cool. that's a really cool. Good idea, honestly, like boat venue.
Yeah and they do stuff on the deck, I think, during summer, and mm-hmm. that looks crazy too. It's just like everybody on this boat. So yeah.
Do you have a weirdest show memory?
There's a lot of weird shows. A lot. The one that comes to mind is like played at this like rave in the woods once, and it was all like EDM DJs, and it was just kind of a friend putting it on, and they wanted us to do like an acoustic set. And there were like no other musicians really. It was just all DJs, and we played at like, it was like noon on the Sunday out in this little like wood stage, and it was kind of like drizzling, and there was just like ravers like sprawled out, and they were all like had been up all night tripping balls on something, you know, and they all like kind of just, it was bright, and they were just like, me and my friend played this acoustic like chill set, and it was great. I mean, a lot of people were not tripping balls and enjoying it, but there was a lot of like, you could tell people that had been strung out all night and just kind of it was a weird vibe.
Must have been relaxing for them, like a little break, you know.
I think they liked it. Yeah, I think they liked it.
That's nice.
But yeah, lots of weird shows.
Yeah, fair enough.
Reminiscing on my everyday, trying to find a way to make it stay in my mind, don't let it get away. But I think that it is only fear, or is this a thing that always keeps me here, or should I take it slow, cause all this second guessing got me stressing and I don't even know. Is my it's just a story that we tell ourselves. Maybe I can rewrite what was written for me.
Yet if the future never comes, then I'm just stuck here with myself. Why do I feel like I should run, chasing after something, but it's nothing, yes, it's all in my head.
It's my mind,
all in my head.
All that I got inside. Or is there something more to find?
Is there something more to find?
It's my mind,
it's my mind.
Oh, all that.
Two last questions pertaining to what do you miss? And so the first one is a bit more on the musical side. I was wondering if you had maybe a favorite musical moment from this song.
Yeah, like in the creating of it, kind of?
Yeah, whether it's something like a specific instrument or a specific like moment in the song that you're like, wow, this just sounds exactly how I wanted it to, or it just sounds different to what I wanted to. And
yeah, you know, one moment I remember is there's like this kind of walking bass line that goes on during the, you know, it's maybe the chorus or the pre-chorus, it's hard to say like what part of it, but Luke DeVille, who played the bass, you know, we would just go through each take. And he started doing this walking bass line, and we're like, oh, that's really cool, you know? And each take, he would kind of figure out little part different, right? And then, like, by the last take that I think we used, you know, he'd been like, oh, this, yeah, this, it's supposed to go here, right? It's like, now it's perfect. And he was, like, ready with it, right? And that was, like, maybe the sixth or seventh take that we did, and we did it. And everybody played their part right. Everyone was like, yep, like that's like, and it's just like the timing of it was all just like so crazy, you know? It's like, it was quick, it didn't take long, but it's like everybody had the right amount of time to figure out their part. And Luke figured out that walking bass line, which is one of my favorite parts. And it's like, it all just lined up. Yeah.
And then my last question is, the song came out a little over a month ago now. I was just wondering what your favorite moment has been since it came out, whether it's someone that heard it and that sent you, you know, maybe some feedback, or if it's, you know, something that you've managed to do to promote the song or anything like that.
Yeah, favorite moment. I have, you know, I just got like a lot of good feedback from friends who have been like following my music for a while, and a lot of people just saying like, yeah, this is like really, you've kind of found your sound, you know. And I just have, there's one moment that I think of where like we were going to the beach or something, and I was waiting for my friends, and they pulled up in the car and they had it on just blaring, and they're all singing it and just like getting into it, and you could tell that they were like actually vibing with it, you know, like it wasn't like just to do it. Like you could tell they actually really liked the song. So that was a great moment, you know, and they're all musicians too that I really admire as well. So just that kind of like, you know, that good feedback from your peers is the best.
That's so cute. I would have started crying.
I have a clip of it. It's incredible. It's great.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming to chat. This has been very fun, and good luck with the rest of music and with wherever else in the world your shows take you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I told you time and time again, I could never leave you. I told you I've been suffering, suffering from your love. And oh, 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 still stay. And oh, 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 oh. I told you things about myself nobody ever heard. But you, years and years ago, you still listen to my words. And oh, 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 you still stay.
Lovely chatting to Matt Storm, all about his music, all about his latest single, What Do You Miss? And also just about life in general, childhood snacks, superpowers, and more. If you are interested in hearing his stuff, make sure to go give it a listen. But thank you to Matt for coming on the show and having a lovely chat with me. Gonna play one last song called Wishes from his album, Like an Old Tree in the Country. And after that, I'm going to wish you a wonderful, sorry, not in the country, in the city. I was going more rural than urban. With that, I will also wish you a wonderful rest of your day, rest of your week, night, evening, morning, wherever you're tuning in from. Thank you for listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR, and I will see you guys soon. Lots of love, and bye-bye.
Kiss, make a wish and dare to get close. I don't need to know about it. Certain things better get to yourself. But something's falling underneath it. And I don't necessarily need to see it. But it's on the surface.
Hola, 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 gente linda, listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is DJ Bruja from your favorite show, Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Today, I come with a special message. CITR, our home radio station, is celebrating its 85th anniversary this month, and we want to invite you to celebrate with a special program.